Can everybody say, not sure. No, it's based on that shtick. I think it comes out. It's
my secret. What's the banana? Himself, he can't. There's nothing he can do.
He's stuck.
He's stuck.
Right.
Give me a paper quarterback.
You wait for a guy. If it's a guy. Yeah.
If you're
sitting
with a guy.
Doing like most of that stuff. Like, make yourself seen by the guy.
The banana from this guy is something.
Right now, yeah. No. Right. Okay, I think that's what you have to look into there. Those are kind of subject.
Number 9, which is the official
by okay, Rabbi Isai.
It happens every single Shabbos. Are you allowed to tell me yes or no? Are you allowed to use a machine around the earth? Everybody
uses
their own
cup.
So
you test.
Perfect. Okay, so up to the Gzeira of Shem Yitlosh. So we started yesterday that you're not supposed to lean on the tree with your koyach. Now, included in not using a tree is also not putting your belongings on the tree. The second paragraph over there. Nichla be'issa shimush the ilon sha'asa la'niya chafetzav alili. Now to put your hat, your jacket, your sefer on the tree. V'chein asa li'ka chafetz shekva munach ala ilon. Now I'll take something off the tree. Now goes a bomb chiddush. Vafilu hinicha isha mikodem Shabbos. Zasa. Vafilu laniach mikodem Shabbos. Asa dvar mamtar betilto. Shevin novoi lekachtem b'Shabbos. The Gemara says that on Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, you're allowed to put a ner on the tree. But on Yontiv, Erev Yontiv, you're not allowed to put a ner on the tree. Why? Because since a ner on Shabbos is muksa, so we're not worried they're going to come to take it off on Shabbos. But Erev Yontif, a ner is not muksa on Yontif, so you're not allowed to put it on. Which means that the Gzeirah of Chazal extended so far that even Erev Shabbos, there's an issur to put something on the tree, which is mutta to be moved, if you're going to leave it there for Shabbos. You know, it's also to put something which is mutta to move on Shabbos. If it's something which is muk, so you can't move anyways.
But,
so that's not so clear. But the chay, what he means is Erev Shabbos. We're leaving it there to be there for Shabbos. That's what they said not to do. Okay, so that's the answer of using a tree. Next, then, right, unless you know differently, meaning from Lisha ve'eloch, from Melechus Lisha, kneading and baking, cooking, that's Mutta on Yontif, right, you're allowed to, so live all those gezeiros, Chazor Atmana Mutta. Okay, the next paragraph, Nichlal Bechlal Bezer Shima Shefilim Eimish Tam Shemeilim Mamish. If you're not using the actual tree, I'm using something which is attached to the tree. Keep going. Let's say there's a hook. Someone screwed a hook into the tree. Now I want to hang my hat on the hook. I want to hang my hat on a hook that's attached to the tree. However, let's say there's a basket hanging on the hook, and I want to use the basket. I want to put something in the basket or take out of the basket. So this is what's called Side ha'ilon is asa, and side tzedadav is mutter. Side ilon means something which is attached to the tree is asa to use, but something which is attached to something which is attached to the tree is mutter. The chen adin shemutter likach is tzedadav amunach v'seich ois itself. So if I have a jacket hanging on a hook which is attached to the tree, I can take something out of the pocket or put into the pocket, but I can't take the jacket. But Avshal Tzliyas Asal Yishis. Even though to put the basket there, there's an Issa. Kan Shirak Mishnah Mishnah Masal. But since over here you're only using the Sal, L'nechshav kishima shema ilon. Yizomid l'nad neida ilon. However, you have to be careful from shaking the tree. Now, this comes up with a hammock. So if I take the strings of the hammock and I tie it around the tree, then that's a problem, because then it's something which is attached to the tree I can use. But if I do a hook in the tree and then I tie it to the hook, that I'll be able to use. So what's the din with a swing? A tree swing. What? It's on a hook. What's the hook?
Depends how the swing is tied onto the tree.
If it's tied to the branch, it's awesome. But how about a regular swing set?
That's not a tree.
It's mechubet to the karka. Also, anything is mechubet to the karka. What? Let's say I'm doing it to the tree. I'm buying a swing set to the tree. The question is, how do you look at the different pieces over here? There's the chain, there's the
rope, the chain,
the thing. Do we look at it as one because it comes in one package? But the chain is attached to a hook. So do we view it as two or one? Well, many Paiskim will view it as one because it's one chepza. It's one thing. It's not like the hook in the tree and then there's a hat on the hook or there's a basket on the hook. Go back and forth on this. Okay, maybe then it's better. The Maisa, if it's knicker, if it looks separate, that there's a hook and then the chain's hooked onto that, okay. That's a fair pshara.
My swings have the seat, and then a rope, and then a chain. And then my
Oh. So if you see it as different parts,
right.
So I was saying over here that when you have a tree, now I'll use a tree and now I'll use something that's attached to the tree. So if I have a hook in the tree, I can't hang my hat on the hook. But if I have a hook in the tree and a basket hanging on the hook, I want to take something out of the basket or put in the basket, or I have a jacket hanging on the hook, I want to take something out of the pocket or put in the pocket, then I'm allowed to do it, because that's two steps removed. So we said if you have a hammock, the hammock is tied to the tree itself, I can't use it. If there's a hook in the tree and the hammock is tied to the hook, then I can use the hammock.
So
what? Oh, so that was step number one, which was that Chazal guys not to take anything off the tree or put on the tree, because then you might come to, I might have to reach high and there'll be a branch in the way, I'll break the branch. So now we're clearing by a swing set where there's different pieces to it. Do we view it as one piece or two pieces? So we said if it looks like two pieces, then we can view it as two. Especially in your case, where you put on different pieces. Okay.
Can I ask a question right now?
Yeah, yeah.
What if you want to lean against the tree, like sit on the ground and lean against the tree, even though you're only using the bottom three buttons, but it's a big tree?
Okay. I understood the question a little different. Meaning, inside that which you're within the three tefach, that's not going to be answered because this is a tree above three tefach. But I understood the question to be, is that called them leaning with my kayak? Right, when I'm standing up and I lean against the tree and you pull the tree away, I'll fall down. Then I'm putting my kayak on the tree. Me, I'm sitting, I'm just leaning back. Is that cool leaning with your kayak?
Nope.
Yeah, she says about the nuts. I don't know why I never thought of this. What? Right, but is this cool using the tree, leaning against the tree?
So now when I put the water there instead of a tree,
no, but that's not going to help. Because it's a tall tree. On this tree, there's a tree.
Did you notice this person should get a chair?
What?
Some people sit in the floor back to back because they need some support.
Okay. It's not the normal way to drive. Okay, let me think about it.
You should get a chair, not.
Gersh, you listen to this chiddush. The Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says a chiddush. He says, you know, sometimes you go to a park and there's like a stump with a tree that was cut down. And there's a stump there, and you want, and it's made for sitting on.
Made for sitting,
they cut it a lot of times.
That makes a difference if you cut for sitting or they just cut it.
Oh, no, I'm just giving an example. So he says a chiddush. He says, the issue over here is mishtamish be'ilon, a tree. The definition of a tree is something which is growing. It's a tree. But if they cut it down to stunt its growth, to stop its growth, they should just sit as a stump, even though it's above three tzvachim, does not have a shame elon.
Doesn't keep growing?
No. Sometimes, I mean, you see in the parks, these things, I don't know what they do.
Once,
that was the question. I'm pretty sure you can't use the whole tree, but I'll even double check. No. I think not, but I'm going to double check. A bush. Or roots. The Gemara is talking about shrusha. Roots that come up above the grain. You have roots which are three tefachim high, roots which are lower.
And we try to use that
support. To touch, to sit on.
That's considered a separate entity than the tree itself.
Somewhat.
Even though it's part of the tree.
Right. Okay, here we go. Move on. Top line off page Chav. So we have a few questions you have to think about. Okay, move on. Mizesha Asa Leisha Vishavs a Moshav Aimita Tali Ben Ilan. That's the hammock case that we spoke about. Shashimash Vimita Zu Daima Lishtam Shayasid Etskobi Ilan. Using this hammock which is tied to the tree is like using the hook that's tied to the tree. Shenechshav kishimash be'ilan atzmai. Consider like using the tree itself. But if the hammock is tied to a hook that's attached to the tree, efshashish l'damis l'din shal sal atali b'yosef yish l'asish shel z'chokam. We said it would be mutter. We play about the swing, which could be that's what he's thinking about. Kevichain yesh tachalik bechevel kosher leilon shetayin lav begadim. Right? Someone has their laundry line tied to trees.
In kosher, what?
Chevel is a rope. A chevel is rope. Rope kosher means tied. Chevel, a rope tied leilon to the tree. Shetayim alav begadim. They hang on it begadim. Im kosher leilon atzmo, if it's tied to the tree itself, and the masmet go by or to a nail that's stuck into it. Shirak mechevel akosher lemasmet kol beilam mutalayir begadim and nitzlim alav can leitzim b'shabbos. Okay, fine, that's the same idea. Kedalit be'ezim chubach geizrim. We've been talking about mechuba. What are we referring to? Legazu shimas mechuba rak the elon a tree avabasavim legazu but not on grass. So if I'm sitting on the grass, I'm allowed to sit on the grass and I'm allowed to move the grass around my finger as long as I'm very careful not to pull grass out. That's called using the tree. That same as a nail. Right. Oh, I was wrong. I'm happy we found the answer right here. So you can lean on your tree. Beautiful. Baruch Hashem, we found the answer. But feel the ilan atzma, and even the tree itself, you're right, it's very small. Yeah, he's right. Doesn't help us too much for your case, but at least we got the answer. Because you're taller than three tzvachim. Each tefach is 4 inches. So let's say 12 inches. Your foot. Let's see what he says.
So you have to sit and rest your back and sit your whole body. When you're standing,
you're fully. That was Sam's question. So I think now we're beginning to answer that if you're leaning within three tefachim, okay. But
They don't know that the noodles were already
grown. I know, not so much. Chmaiken, let's see what he says. Mutalesh of our savim can sit on grass, Choshken lay the chaleim to walk on them. Oh, we once spoke about this. Tall grass. Be careful running on it. Which we argued with. We said we're not so worried about this. And also he brings out about wheeling a carriage. You have to be careful not to rip out grass. Okay. So we're left with a question. Sitting on the ground, leaning on the tree. So within three tefachim be mutter, but I'm leaning on the tree above the three tefachim. What's the din? That's the question. If I remember correctly, it's actually three tefachim, but I want to double check it. Okay. Oh, 9 o'clock. Okay, Mitzvah, we will continue.